This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks, Zeus, it's Friday.
You're not kidding.
Oh, boy.
You are not kidding.
Thanks a lot, 2021.
Had
my 7-day trial. I'd like a refund.
Don't start that. Come on.
All right. I'll try to be more positive. Anyway, it is Friday.
I have to admit, though, I had time yesterday to read more about what went down on the 6th, and just somebody at the highest level needs to be arrested. That's all there is to it.
Dude,
that guy planned that thing.
No doubt.
Like, I'll tell you in the news, but I have. Yeah. He tweeted on December 19th. Meet me on the 6th.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. How would I have known that? I don't follow this guy. I've been ignoring it the whole time. It's too disgusting.
Yeah. No, he's been drumming up for this rally. And then he even said to them, he's like, and I'll be with you. We'll walk down there and I'll be with you. No, he's going back to the White House to watch it all on TV. Honestly, if there aren't criminal charges attached to some of this stuff, I'm befuddled.
Well,
I don't know how there isn't.
On one hand, I hear, you know, I'm seeing Democrats, the opposing party are saying that they want to get him impeached, or they want the 25th Amendment, find a way to get him out of power before, but I... You know how fast time goes?
I know.
You know how it just zips by? Like, it seems...
Two days later. Like, right. Where's all
so
these,
I honestly feel like we're just going to have to wait it out. But we'll see.
Well, my feeling, though, is that, you know, he's going to run again in 2024. He's going to mobilize this base and continue his rallies, and I was really looking forward to never hearing from him again after he left office, but that is not what's going to happen. But if they impeach him for a second time, I don't think he can run again. So that's what needs to happen, even if they just start the process. But the Republicans, they
I don't know.
I
feel like there's no way that history, you know how it takes a second for history to sort of get a real clear view of what went down, and then, you know, that's the decider, or that's the...
Right.
I feel like it's not going to be pretty. The overall, first of all, just the blatant racism that there's all these white people storming the Capitol. And that's very much in the news now, just that they were allowed to do that. And these posts were happening right after the event, but they were spot on with... Mm-hmm. This was the police presence for the Black Lives Matter rally, and they showed just people in riot gear by the hundreds.
Standing on empty stairs, with nobody trying to storm the building.
Right. So it's really a bummer. But you know what? It is Friday. And
I know, it is Friday, Vinny.
I'll definitely do a wrap-up in the news here this morning just to sort of tell you where we're at. But after that, it's like, okay.
Right. I know. It's funny because I sort of front-loaded too. Like, there's a couple things I want to talk about, related to this. And then I think that we'll move on. Because oh my God, do I have something for you at 7 o'clock, man.
I can't wait.
We had to keep you out of the meeting for a second while we solidified our plan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But even Doug Sovereign yesterday, when we had him on, he didn't seem to come with the kind of armed with the info of just how damning this is, you know?
Yeah.
It just happened too. I don't think. Well,
look, as I was watching this thing unfold, I was going to, you know, to myself, to the room, my husband, we were all like, where is the response?
Right.
Where are the people telling them no? They're standing off on the side. They're just kind of standing there like, oh, hey, you guys. I mean, where was the National Guard? Where was the FBI? Where was anyone with a gun?
The dude who the head of the Capitol Police, who's now resigned, he was offered help, too. He was offered help and said, we got this.
Yeah, you don't got this.
And I just can't believe, I don't know what that is. Was that, you know, was he told by Trump to keep the numbers low because we're trying to do something? I don't know. I don't know how far the conspiracy is going to go. But the beauty, luckily, is he didn't win and there isn't any chance now. And at January 22nd?
20th.
The 20th is the day of the inauguration, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So the next day, 21st, is when we've got, you know, he's in office, begins his first day of work there, right?
Right.
So that's what we got to get to.
Let's just get to 2022, if we could, real quick. It's just, I'm so over this freaking year already. Like, honest to God, come on, man. Can some good stuff happen soon?
I have some good stories in the news as well.
Okay. Right. That'll be fun.
I actually have a really...
Well, and you might win $1 million in the 7 o'clock hour, too. So, just so
what?
You know. What? Just so you know, there's $1 million on the line for you. That's going to make your 2021 a little
what
better.
What do I got to do?
What does that mean?
You'll find out. You'll find out,
do I have
friend.
To answer questions?
You will find out. I'm not going to... Look, we've got a plan. You got to do something.
Oh.
And if you do it...
What kind of stuff?
Kind of stuff about the penis.
Oh, I'll show you that. For $1 million?
For $1 million.
Hold on, let me start recording right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's... What? I mean...
That one's easy.
Have I ever shown shy? I don't think so.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, it's going to be a little harder than that, but we'll see.
What? Mm-hmm. Anyway,
7 o'clock.
How was your day yesterday? Did you go do anything fun? Did you get outside? Did you take the e-bike for a ride and get some fresh air?
I did get outside. I didn't ride my e-bike because it's pretty muddy and things are wet and gross. And I didn't, but I got outside and I actually did a little maintenance work on my fish pond. You know, that has to happen. Mm. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's probably
stinks.
Nice.
It's so disgusting. Like, the pond is so beautiful, and I do love it. And it's like, you know, I have a pond. Like, that's awesome, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there I am with my sweatpants rolled up past my knees and rubber boots on as I muck this thing out. It's so bogus.
Oh, you have to step into it?
No, but it's, you have to pull this giant filter out. And it's not like it's not like a pool filter where you just sort of pull it and dump it. You've got to pull this. It's gross.
She pulls it down. I'm surprised.
It's like the splashing of disgusting pond water all over you. Like, as soon as I'm done, I take off all my clothes and get rid of them because they're disgusting. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
When you were building the yard, who came up with the idea that we should have a pond?
Which is why I'm in charge of the
maintenance. Right, I was going to say, shouldn't the person who came up with the pond idea have to... Yeah, okay, yeah, that's who's doing it.
Who does, right. Yeah, that's true.
Black
and it's
floors,
a weekly
ponds.
Thing.
Always have all the ideas, don't you? No,
well, look, it's very pretty. I mean, this is the ugly underbelly of the thing, but, you know, you have a couple people over there like, what a delightful yard. You know?
It is a nice yard, no doubt.
Listen, anybody who's looking at a house that has a pond, a fish pond in the yard, think about filling that in and putting a tree in. You know, I am actually thinking about that. I'm like, wow, you know what would be easy? A tree. Let's fill this hole in.
It's crazy what people do in their yards. When I was looking at houses, this was a while ago, but one of the places I looked at was in Pacifica, which would have been a nice commute, actually.
Sure,
you
lovely.
Can actually jump into the city
and you're
fairly
right there at the water. I mean,
right. This place, it had one of those, the backyard had like sort of was on a hillside. Uh-huh. So the house was flat, but the backyard went up.
Yes.
And they put in a full giant fountain from, I don't know, 40 feet up.
Oh.
And it that rocks and all this. And I just, I'm looking at this god-awful fountain thinking, on top of the fact that it looks hideous, we're a drought state. When am I ever going to run that thing?
Right.
Never.
It's the same water recycled over and over.
Yeah, sure. So I'm not doing it. The bottom line is it was just one of those things where I went, I wouldn't buy this house.
Yeah.
That right there would either have to come out immediately or
Was it part of like a retaining wall system that was holding the hillside from crushing the house?
Decorative. No. Yeah. It was just a decorative fountain.
Well, you got to do something with that hillside. People are very creative.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's is that the same house where the lady was cooking something that smelled like possibly shoes or
That's a different one.
Oh. I looked at a few places there.
Different place. But I looked around for a long time.
Right.
Trying to be closer to work than I ended up.
Yeah.
But
I still remember that
you
came in. I think you told us on a secret show and you'd already moved to San Jose to, you know, you were living with Dusty in her house and we were already like, oh my God, he's commuting all the way from San Jose. He's like, I'm moving to Santa Cruz. Like, wait, what? You just bought a house further away than the one you're living in now?
Well, it's all worked out. Yeah.
we don't have to commute anywhere.
This where we live right now is I really do hope I get to stay where I'm at for good.
Well, there you go.
I haven't been.
That's the hope, right?
I haven't. No, well, not always. I've never put down roots. I've moved all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I always trip out when people say, no, I've lived in the same place or same city.
Mm-hmm.
I always trip. I just can't believe it. I don't know how you do it.
Well, people like to establish themselves a life. And if they're not in radio, often they can, you know,
right.
It's weird how, but these days, oh my God, like we could literally live anywhere and be doing that. Like we are far flung and we're all gathered here on
Zoom
meeting. It's crazy.
Its effectiveness, unfortunately, is being proven to the extent that it may stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm perfectly happy.
Next thing you know, Sarah's in Vermont on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and my guess what time I'd have to get up? Not 4:15, 7:15.
Is that the real driver for you, or is it the...
Yes! Imagine that, just like, oh my God, that'd be amazing. But then the thing is, I actually really like where I live. My kids grew up here. Like, I'm pretty happy here. But, you know, East Coast would be 3 hours.
Right. Later. Well, and not to say that you wouldn't, that you wouldn't make friends there, but you've made a good group of friends right now.
Truly.
And you because of your kids and the kids they had coming up and their ages and all that. That would
go
away.
Very true. No, right. I don't know. What do I have to join? Like a senior bridge tournament or something? Like, I don't. And I am a person who I really like, and most people do. I have good friends and I really like to see them. And while, you know, I do think that we'd get visitors in Vermont and a lot of my family and John's family, and we have a lot of friends and family back home in Massachusetts. So it's only a couple hour drive. But, you know, it would be. We'd be alone. You're right. We'd be isolated. Joy lives there, my friend Joy.
Well, you guys did that for the longest time. It was just you and John. And I always kind of tripped out on that.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time just us moving to four or five cities around the country before we finally got settled.
I think
here.
I tripped out more when I got back after being gone. How many friends that you had, like you really through your kids had developed this big circle.
Yep.
It's not huge, but it was, you know, I don't know.
No, we got our core five families. And
ten times bigger than the core used to just be you and John.
Yeah, truly. And
I remember going to your house in Philly and it was you two
playing
video games and hanging out after the workday, like out.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Actually, you know, it's funny because wherever I've moved, I've been in radio and you automatically, it's like, look at V. Hale, right? Here's a chick none of us know, and even though we haven't met her in real life, like, she has come here, and the family that is our radio station has embraced her. Like, she's got
for sure.
Like, we talk all the time. I've never met this girl. We talk all the time via text. Like, we're talking about, I finished The Undoing. That is a good show. You should watch. I will say this. B. Hale wrote me yesterday. She's our new midday girl. If you haven't heard her, you should. I mean, keep it on Alice all day. Mm-hmm. So V writes me yesterday. She's like, I heard you talking about The Undoing. I hated the ending. As soon as you're done with it, you got to text me and tell me what you thought. So I watch it. I'm like, I think that's a great ending.
So really?
We've been going back and forth. She's awake right now. Like, we've been going back all morning. I don't know what she's doing up. I mean,
yeah, what
God,
is she doing?
Hold on. Let me look at this, because she wrote me right back. Hold on here.
Is she participating in dryuary? Maybe she can't sleep.
Maybe she can't. Right? She needs something to get her to sleep. I gotta look at what time she
wrote
me back.
She can't sleep, and she's been staging her new apartment. So,
she wrote me back.
You're in on this too, then,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but see what I'm saying? Like, she's got all these friends already. Like, radio does that. You're sort of like-minded people, and always my closest friends have been the people I work with at the radio station. But for John, he's like, you know, where he would work, he'd maybe meet someone. Like, he had one pretty close friend in Philly. And but for him, like, this is a new sort of he had his group of friends growing up, and he's still close with a lot of them. But right now, he has the most friends. Like, we were actually talking about moving to Vermont the other day. It's funny you bring that up. And I go, you know what, though? You love your friends. He goes, you know, I do love my friends. Like, he's got his softball buddies.
Yeah.
And his friends he meets at the Deuce to play pool. And he's got just this whole thing going on. So, anyway, yeah, Vanessa wrote me at 5:20 this morning. She's clearly, V wrote me.
5:20. She's up.
Yeah, so anyway, she's and so we're in a fight over whether or not the ending of The Undoing is any good.
Well, that's actually interesting. It makes me want to have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
So I'll try to get to that. I still have 3 episodes of this morning show thing on Apple TV.
Am I going to like that?
I really think you will.
Okay.
I really think you will. I think John would like it too. I don't think it's crochet. No,
crochet
I think it's
show.
Actually he's been very look, they're in TV, but it's media.
Yes.
And it's media the same way that we deal with, you know, executives and decisions that are above our head that we have no part in and
right.
you know things where they go, "Hey, do you want to do this?" "No." And then 2 minutes later you're doing it and you go, "Yeah." Oh. Why'd they even ask?
They start turning the screws.
Why did they even ask if it was mandatory?
Well, I guess they want you to feel like you were a party to the decision, and then the next thing you know, you're doing it.
Ben, do you think that one executive that's really pushing Reese Witherspoon's character to be on the morning show, do you think he is, like, creepy?
Is that guy's name Billy Crudup?
I think so.
In real life?
I forgot his name. It's been a while since I watched that, but there's this one executive who's trying to basically rebrand the morning show, and he really is pushing for Reese Witherspoon's character, who she's very controversial. But the way he like goes about pursuing her to be on the show and like encouraging her, I'm like, it's borderline. He's supposed to be like a hero. I don't know. I think they're trying to make him a hero in a way, but then I'm getting creeped out by him.
So you finished this or you haven't?
No, I did a while ago when it first came out. That's why I don't know the character's name, but I just know their relation.
Right. So the actor, Billy Crudup? I don't know. He's actually excellent, I think. And he's playing an executive, and executives have many balls in the air at once. So, and this happens in radio. That's where the parallels will be for you, Sarah, where you'll go like, "Oh, I recognize that." So he has multiple agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it seems creepy because on one hand, you know, he's an executive who got to power at a pretty young age. That means he's going for it. But on the other hand, he's really promoting and supporting Reese, who's a mess.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
This does sound good.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
She does come from like a broken home and stuff. So,
Oh God, those people from broken homes.
No, it's neat. I think it's a really
some
a
of them are fine, Nicole.
They really take her background,
like
her home life,
wow.
and they incorporate that into why she is this type of reporter. Like, oh, her background
plays into it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, maybe we'll start that this week. We have, so we just finished The Undoing, and then we sat there talking about it for like 20 minutes afterward. And I'm like, all right, I got to go to bed. This is ridiculous.
You know what's trippy about these actors is, so this guy sings a song in the show, and I'm like, oh, look at him.
Billy Crudup does?
Yeah.
Sings a song? Is this a musical?
No, it's not. It's like just it's at a party.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a karaoke scene.
Well, all right.
But then this is the first time I've looked him up right now. He's a 4-time Tony Award nominee. So he's someone who's been on stage for, you know.
What was he in?
I don't know.
This is
the first. The Coast of Utopia in 2007.
Holy crap, I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
A Tony for The Coast of Utopia.
But anyway, I think I like the character that I'm watching right now. It's weird. And I don't, but they live in a hotel. You know how we lived in hotels when we first got here and elsewhere. They put you up and then you're living in a hotel. Remember the hookers that would try to get into your hotel when you would leave?
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, you know, hey, can we get in and use the bathroom? I'm like, I feel bad, but I'm not going to let you in the building. I'd be like feeling so bad about it. I'd get in Vinny's car and he'd drive me into work. And I'd be like,
this was on Geary, right?
I had to turn the hookers away again.
Was it on Geary?
I think it was on Geary. Post of Geary, right around there.
Right.
Yeah, we were in these corporate housing until we found places to live. And so Vinny would swing by from his corporate housing unit and pick me up and drive me into work. And we'd be having these conversations about whether or not I should let the hookers in to use the bathroom. And they were wait for me. Like, they could tell they were wearing me down, you know. Oh, she's going to let us go in to pee any minute. I'm like, I'm sorry, ladies. I get that you're working hard, but, you know, it's a locked building.
Anyway, I can't speak for everybody, but I've been enjoying it. And I've got 3 left. And I watched one last night. And I'm just sort of... It's weird. I'm watching my computer, by the way.
Oh, you're watching it on your computer.
Well, I got to go to another room and just be away so it's not, you know, so nobody's seeing the person get done in a bar.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. Which person got done?
That happened.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to finish it, Vinny, because that last episode, that's like burned in my brain how it ends.
How many episodes are there?
10.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm 7 excited. Down. Yeah. Anyway, we should start the show. So it is a Friday. Let's party, everybody.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.